MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. An attempt to raise the top royalty rates on some oil and gas tracts on New Mexico state trust lands for the first time in decades has cleared its first hurdle. Following nearly an hour of discussion Saturday, the New Mexico House Energy, Environment, and Natural Resources Committee passed House Bill 48 on a party-line vote, 7-4. All Democrats on the committee supported passage, while there's four Republicans, including House Minority Whip Jim Townsend of Artesia and Rep. Jared Hembree of Roswell opposed it. The bill next goes to the House Appropriations and Finance Committee for consideration. Senate Bill 24, a companion bill, has also been introduced in the Senate by Senator William Tolman. Operators in the Permian Basin continue leading the U.S. both in growth and overall production of oil and gas. The numbers expected to climb in February. About 5,000 barrels of oil per day expected to be added in the basin in February. That, according to the Energy Information Administration, January's average was estimated at about 5.96 million. The Permian Basin's forecast daily production next month was higher than every other shale basin in the report combined. We all certainly know it's winter and the fun keeps coming around. It's Ruidoso's Winter Park, a premier snow play area. All the fun at Lower Ski Run Road in Alto, New Mexico. Penguin Park and A Hill are fully open. Chute 6, 7, and 8 of B Hill are open. Mountain Coaster and Zip Lines are open as well. They're open Friday through Monday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They stop selling tickets, by the way, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't forget, great time. Ruidoso's Winter Park, a premier snow play area, Lower Ski Run Road, Alto, New Mexico. Enjoy the fun. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.